Ariel, you want to put the
shadow
thing on you, or are you going to be changing?
So is it right, the screen I can see right now is like this weird glowy screen with like light
this
rotating?
Yep, this is the battlefield that the rotating light is the daylight spell.
Okay.
That Tarava, the druid, cast. Because some asshole cast darkness over the fire, which totally blotted out everything and made the entire arena a darkness, which was, of course, perfect for Zariel and Noctis.
Brilliant.
So
flawless.
So she blew that away with the daylight spell. Which is, thank goodness,
not concentration.
Not, concentration. I know. It's...
I didn't know that. That's wild.
By the way, it's not going to work like that in Curse of Strahd once we get back to that.
We're never getting back to that.
You say what? I
fucked that game so hard.
You did it to yourself, Mike.
I am never going to forgive or forget. Oh my god.
Walter!
So fucked. So fucked. every bit of it was fucked.
I like that you take it so seriously.
This is legit stuff. I did not. Oh. Anyway, Michael, did you give me my thing or no?
I believe so. Yes.
Got it. I see it. Thank you.
Okay. I gave myself the spell points back, like we talked about, because of the invocation thing.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna use them. Mm. Okay. I'm gonna.
Kelly.
What?
It's you know what
blurry.
This is.
Hold on.
What?
Stay
salty. Nice.
Salty.
Yeah. This the is the do-it-yourself stuff. Version. You just. Yeah. But branding, you know, you've been drinking that the last like 6 nights. Six sessions or something.
I actually don't today because I, they're expensive, man. I gotta.
Yeah.
Serve. It depends on how much I sweat during my run, basically.
Yeah. Buy them in bulk. Buy like the boxes in bulk. That's what
I'd get the crates. That's a discount, but yeah. They're so good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm stalling. Okay.
Do it. Sorry.
I'm gonna
I was
around.
Distracted.
It's okay. I'm gonna glance around at Flint and just give him an eyebrow, like, should I go all out on him or?
Flint nods.
Okay. Would you let me, Michael, do just like a flavor monologue as part of a spell?
You better believe it.
Okay.
And Flint will say under his breath, for Otter.
Yeah.
For Otter.
I'm going to yell across this battlefield, hopefully. Tarava, we're your best chance to rid these woods of this corruption. I control the shadows, unlike those beasts. And Roth's sunlight is their other counter. If you will speak with us after this is over, I swear that we'll do everything that we can to help you get your forest back. On saying her, I can't target her. Because I can't see her, but on saying her name, I'm going to cast Psychic Glance.
Okay. I'll target her for you.
Thank you.
All right. I think I've got her targeted.
There we go. All right. My dinner's spicy and my nose is running. No, it didn't like it.
There, I'll move her where you can see her.
Thank you.
It will let me. There we are.
Okay, I can see. Okay, I will try that again. And not consume the spell slot.
Perfect. Text you when it's in your game.
Yikes. Okay.
That's a lot of dice.
DC 15 intelligence saving throw. Okay.
Damn it. Would you let me use my inspiration to make her re-roll it?
Yep. That is a valid use of inspiration. Okay. Intelligence. Saving throw.
Nice.
That was slightly better for you. Six.
Okay. So if she's not down, she is incapacitated until the end of my next turn.
Ah, okay. Oh, she was going to have such a turn.
Such oh, psychic a turn.
For the oh, she's win. Still going to have a good turn.
No, she is going to fuck some shit up. All right, so that means that she is 28. That is not going to take her out, but I have a feeling that that's going to be a moot point.
If she's concentrating on something, it's broken.
Yes, she was, which is the burnt gust of wind. She is about to turn that around on Noctis. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
And she's, you said she's incapacitated. Okay.
Does her spirit go down if she's incapacitated? Is that one of the conditions of it? By any chance?
Good question.
Yes, if it's concentration, I think psychic lance can break concentration.
Yeah, well, she's concentrating on a spell, but she has her wildfire spirit out as like an ability.
Okay.
But sometimes those go away if you're unconscious or incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just lose control of them. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. It would be amazing. Come to the good side.
Spirit manifests for 1 hour until it's reduced to 0 hit points, until you use this feature to summon the spirit again, or until you die. So I think it's just out there.
Okay. Just wanted to check. Then I will use my bonus action to change my form of dread. So... everyone but Noctis has, well, I guess, yeah, not the new people. So, like, Artemis, Aemon have not seen this. Others saw it when we, like, woke up from the dagger situation. So Zarya, like, falls down on her hands and knees, and bones start doing weird stuff. She gets bigger, black swirls around her, and she turns into a big tentacle monster that... Michael could show.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Don't
be scared, Mike. It's going to be okay. Right here.
No, thanks.
She literally yells out, "I've got it all under control. I'm your best hope," and then turns into that. What are they supposed to be?
I like it's the nose. It's like a cute little button nose.
Yeah.
I'm so cute.
It looks like somebody on The Real Housewives that like just turned into like a straight up demon. It's amazing.
Okay. I'm still fucking scared of this one-eyed guy. So
you should.
I know he's gonna go far off. Yeah, how far away is he from me? So I don't have that many temp HP. I'm gonna...
You have 21 temporary HP now.
Yeah. I think.
Which is not that much for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna put on your shadow effect here.
For you. Okay. I'll move over towards Kenna. Actually, no, I won't be a coward. Sorry.
Ken is like, what the hell is that?
I'll move up a little bit so I'm in range of him later. Okay, well, that's it. I'll move Kenna a bit, too. Oh, Kenna will attack the wildfire spirit, I guess. Might as well. Because this thing is annoying as hell. I feel like I'm not going to poison it, so I'll just bite. I guess I could have flanked with myself. Oh, well.
Well, you can move over and do that. That's fine. Make a second attack. Sure.
It's better.
22 hits. Damage. Okay.
And which bird is the wildfire, the spirit attached to again?
Oh, a Tarava.
Tarava, okay.
The druid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, that was a turn.
Okay. Tovar is up, huh? Now Tovar needs to save his boss.
No duel?
Well, he'd like to, but he also can't let
He's got other duties going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. He should have just fought me one-on-one before. No, they wanted to do champion fight. Michelle, I don't know if you were
your wish.
I don't know if you were there, but we offered like just a one-for-one champion, and then they're like, "Oh, we want to do a whole fucking festival or something."
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
This could be a one-on-one, but no.
Duel fest.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's making us work for our safe passage. Our not-so-safe passage.
Yep. Our safe passage, but we have to bleed first.
Yes.
I hope we can fly on the back of their wings.
Like, yeah, they should just give us a ride.
They should just give us a ride. Give us a lift.
Like, wherever we want.
Probably pretty demeaning.
Straight to Hikarikon. Do not pass go. Let's go.
Oh my god. That'd be sick.
That'd be amazing.
Alright, he is going to move here. He is going, even though he's at full hit points, he is going to use one of his second winds because he can then use tactical shift, which lets him move half his movement again. And he's going to stand over to Rava's crumpled form.
Wow. That's badass.
And then he is going to tell Noctis, he's going to say, why don't you pick on someone who can fight back?
She could have fought back if you resisted being incapacitated.
Can you fight back, Dark Meat? You just keep throwing fucking knives. I haven't seen any actual fighting yet.
Spicy. All right. But somebody's got to, somebody had to spend their inspiration point to make it all over. All right. Here we go. First attack with the scimitar. 19. I think that hits.
Sadly, yes.
9 damage.
All right, but. I didn't have my character sheet set up here correctly, but you know what I'm going to say. We're going to do the deflect attacks. So let's reduce that.
Almost not. Fail that.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
Okay. So I deflected that enough.
Yep.
That I can now do the redirect to him.
Uno reverse.
Ah, sick.
I have to target him, don't I? That's what happened.
And then I have to make a dexterity saving throw, I believe.
Yeah.
I think a 26 is going to manage just fine.
Dex. That's fine, because I can't actually seem to make it happen for him right now anyway.
He chuckles.
Chuckle all you want. You missed.
All right, well, he's going to make his second, or his offhand attack, I should say.
Pretty saucy here.
14 is a miss. But he is going to use his Graze ability to deal 5 damage to you anyway.
All right. Is that coming off automatically, or do I need to take it off? Oh, okay.
I'll do it. There we are.
Okay.
All right, so that's his one attack. And then he will make another second attack. Misses again, so he'll use Grace again. Death by a thousand cuts.
Apparently.
And then his off attack.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My luck continues, I see. I'll get you down somehow.
Curse.
All right. And then I don't think... Is it worth it? Not yet. Okay. I'll end my turn there.
You might not have another turn to do it. You might just want to...
Don't tell him that.
All right. I like seeing cool things.
Coming from Roth.
He already passes over.
Yeah, Zavrak is... Oh, I guess I need to make a death saving throw for Zavrak, which, again, is actually just... He can't fail them. He can only pass them. But I was incapable of rolling those two, so we'll see. All right, first success.
Get him out of the ring.
I just don't think it's worth a turn to do that, honestly.
Somebody busts out
some healing magic and he comes back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
All right. Taraba is up, and so she's incapacitated this round, and then she recovers at the end. Is that what it is?
At the beginning of
Kelly's next turn. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Or, yeah, I guess beginning of my turn, probably. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe she can move while incapacitated. Let me check. I have to move. So you can't take an action, bonus action, or reaction. Can't concentrate. Can't speak. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about moving. And you already used your reaction, right?
Me? Yes, I did.
Okay. She is going to fly. She's going to fly.
So apparently she was down on the ground, though, right? So she only gets half of her movement.
Yeah, she'll have to stand up.
Yeah. Okay.
15, so she's going to be... Actually, maybe she's not going to fly then. No, she will. She'll fly back and up, so she'll be 15 feet up. Okay, which is just still underneath the stone pillars, I believe, are 20 feet. And then Roth is up.
And talk about no man's land here. All right. I'm going to go there. How high are these pillars again?
20 feet.
Can I climb it?
You can climb it.
I use my...
You can certainly try.
Dash plus something?
I believe climbing speed is climbing speed half. Climbing speed.
Yeah, usually.
I believe is half unless you have a climbing speed.
Okay, so I use my movement, and then I'll dash as my action, and I'll climb on top.
Okay, yep.
Sweet.
Actually, you can get almost to the top, because if it's double movement to climb up,
oh, yeah.
And you have 30 left, so you'll be just short of the peak, but you'll be...
How thick is this?
Shinning to the top. It's a good 10 feet.
You gonna move on it?
Yeah.
Can you push it over?
Can I somehow... I'm asking for a lot here. So dash action almost to the top. Use my action to dash. Use my movement. Can I, like, bonus action leap, jump, something?
I would, if you also use your bonus action, basically you use everything you can, I'll let you make an athletics check to see how far, much further you can jump. Yeah.
Okay. I want to do that. I want to use everything to get on top of this.
Okay.
All right.
Since you're only 5 feet off, it's not going to be a difficult DC.
I kind of hope I miss. Oh my god.
Dude, you have inspiration. Roll again.
Wait, hold on.
No, just I missed. Not.
Wait, I do. You're I do, lucky. I do.
You do, yeah.
I'm lucky. I'm going to use lucky. You're totally right.
Oh, shit. Totally. Yeah, even better.
I was going to inspo, but no, lucky is way better. Okay, one more time.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's better. Okay.
That was almost a one again. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So.
All right, you are on top, and I'll move you up.
So, with that...
You're actually higher now than Tarava is. You're looking down at Tarava.
With that good of a roll... But I have
the third time
gone a little too far and fell off the rock the other way.
Remember when
I would allow that? Yeah,
and
I want to land on Tovar.
You're scrambling over. You're basically just trying to get over this thing as fast as you can, and just thump. Okay.
Yeah, I want to land on him.
This reminds me of when you got charmed in my game and just, like, fully incapacitated the person who charmed you by, like, hugging him and making him not be able to
holding onto his leg and everything else. Yeah.
Dude, that was so funny. It was so good. I just wanted to use everything possible to climb up the rock, jump, and then jump a little too far and land on Tovar.
Hilarious. You should be like, take me to Hikarikon.
I'm also fine. Yeah. I'm also fine with taking damage, obviously.
Well, yes, roll me 2d6 since you're falling.
Happy to. There's nothing more I'd rather do.
20 feet.
And Jesus.
Burn. Ouch.
I'll do it.
Does Tovar take it too?
Tovar is going to take the same amount. But he gets a DC 15 dexterity saving throw, and they'll have it if he passes. And he did not.
Oh, God.
So he is now also prone.
Are we both prone?
Yep.
This is my favorite part of this game. It's so dumb and amazing.
Roth's ability to fail upward.
Yeah.
Oh no.
All right. But yeah, you're giving the stink eye to each other and doing all this stuff, Noctis, with, you know, wah, 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 and then all of a sudden you hear, ah, yeah.
With
there's a puff of feathers, of black feathers, and his feet go up in the air like, you know, like a chicken.
All right, so three quick things about this. Number one, can you give him damage? He doesn't have it yet.
Okay.
I love that that's the first damage he's taken in this fight.
Yeah.
This is the first time he's been within 5 feet of anybody.
That's yeah.
Fucking baby.
Number two, can you give me prone?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Noctis is now in my aura again. Of protection. Okay. And finally, I just want to clarify, this was not Ross' intent. His intent was to get to the top of the rock and just be, like, up there, ready to do battle with flyers. And he completely slipped. This is a total, total whoopsies. All right.
Amazing. So good.
Sounds so right. Yikes.
All right, so once again, you see Roth beeline away from you.
As usual.
Thanks for the healing!
Can I would like to perceive if this fire spirit is flying or within reach of the ground.
It is hovering just above the ground, so it's basically on the ground.
I'll take it. Aim and core. It's going to move 25 feet. He will send his animals 30. Oh, he will ask Michael to send his animals 30 feet to here. Eh. Eh.
Okay. All the animal people.
We got the spirit surrounded by animals. All right. Now. Character. Oh, there we go. Oh, I probably got
that. That was a highlight of last session, Sheila. Eamon blew his fourth level spell slot on healing because Roth was down to like 4 hit points.
Yeah.
Oh, and man.
Fourth level healing.
Yeah, and it was like, what, 46 or something?
Healing. Yeah, 46, 47.
Amazing. Oh, that's so good. Nice.
It was also puppy kisses is what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Right, because he was in puppy form.
I'm in wolf form, so he got a little slobber.
That is medicinal, epic. Honestly.
Yeah.
I
think this misses, probably.
Does what are you trying to say, Kelly? Then you get advantage if he has pack
tactics. Oh, thank you. He totally has pack tactics. I'm just going to roll another one. Does a 16 hit?
A 16 just hits.
Ooh. Okay.
I see so hot.
Arr. Okay. 6 points of damage. And, well, I think I can't attack those things yet. Let me make sure I read this right. Oop. Wrong thing. Sorry. Oh,
check
enters. Oh, no, I can do it. Whenever the pack moves within 10 feet of the creature, I can see. So, yeah, I can make that attack.
Okay.
All right, dex saving throw, please, for my conjured animals.
That would be a 3.
Yes. I don't have to roll.
Damage.
Woo!
Damn. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
Oh. 19 damage.
19. These things descend on this phoenix and just start tearing it in little puffs of fire and flame start flying everywhere.
And Eamon goes, oh!
Sorry, old monster form goes, oh.
I feel like Zariel tries to do that and then just throws up darkness.
Yeah, it could be.
All right, so poor Movruk from off to the sidelines passes a death saving throw, so he's on his way to waking up. Not that it matters, because he is out of the fight. Noctis, you're up.
Noctis.
All right. Noctis. I have a, I don't know, a technical question. Okay. How quickly, I think we never decided this, how quickly does the Umbral Fang come back to my hand after I throw it?
Like, basically, you can... You can do it with every attack if you wish.
Okay. But not as the offhand, but okay. But two attacks. Okay, great.
Correct.
So that's what's going to happen then. It's going to... I'm going to do this. It's an awkward order, but okay. I'm going to throw Umbral Fang at Tarava.
Okay.
And believe it or not, I've never used a thrown weapon in D&D, so do I have to roll that differently?
Nope.
Okay.
If it's a ranged weapon, it'll do whatever is necessary. That is a hit.
Damn. Yeah.
Okay. And damage for that. Come on, damage. There we go.
Mm-hmm. You got a minus four again.
Oh yeah, what happened there? There was 10 showing on the dice.
I don't know. Minus 1d4.
That's weird. Okay. That is weird.
Oh yeah.
Does it think it?
Yeah.
It must. Does it still think you're reduced?
Oh, that's what happened last time. I don't see a reduced... Oh, yeah. Maybe this is the reduced
it's
symbol.
It's still there again. It's still there.
So funny.
Okay.
Tiny. What is reduced?
I'm tiny
Does
Noctis.
That mean made him small or something?
Yes.
Yeah, it keeps applying the spell effect reduce, which lowers your damage by 1d4. I have no fucking clue why. All right, you wouldn't have gotten her, but because you did...
Nice.
The four extra damage, you do get her. And because normally she could glide from there down and not take falling damage, but she can't be incapacitated in order to use that ability. So down she goes. So she will take an additional six damage. So she is... is in the negatives. I don't know if you know this, David. We go into negative hit points here.
Okay.
That you have to get back past zero in order to wake up. Just to, for reasons I'll get into later.
So she's out.
Negative
for real.
Here.
Okay. So that was the first half of my first attack. The second half will be against Tovor, one eye, with just the regular dagger.
And you have advantage.
Yes, I have advantage. I'm going to think that probably hits. Do the damage. Yep. And I'll do the sneak attack. Oh, gotta target him again.
Okay. For some reason, it decided to target instead of him. Another five.
Yep. And okay. That was all my first attack. Is he still looking good?
He's injured, but he is kicking plenty.
All right. He's getting another fang. He's still down, though, so still.
Yep. It's another hit.
Okay.
All right. He is going to use an ability on that one. He's going to use Deflect, which uses a combat superiority die. All right, so he manages to negate that. You did 11 damage, right?
Yeah, it's 11.
Negated 12.
But it was a hit, but he deflected. So sneak attack or no sneak attack?
Was that you already used your sneak attack? Didn't you?
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right, actually. So then the second part of that attack is just the dagger.
That will miss.
Yeah, that misses. Okay. And just for flavor, I'm going to kick him.
Love that.
And that'll be a bonus disengage. No, I don't do the bonus disengage for this one. I'll just stay where I am then.
Are you do you have a bonus action left? Because you can use your martial arts without spending a focus point to do a single unarmed attack.
Yeah, that's actually true. Maybe it's not just for flavor. That'll be my kick. Let's see. I forgot about that. Thank you. Come on.
I'll give myself an inspiration.
Is this a legit kick while he's down moment?
Yes, yep. I'm kicking him while he's down.
I just want to make sure.
Just 16 yes. Hit or miss?
It's a miss, though.
Okay.
That's a miss.
Whatever, he gets the idea.
Yep. All right. Okay, that it for you?
Yep.
Zariel is up.
Ellie, okay. I'm just going to warn you. If you don't kill him, there's a chance Roth heals him.
Me?
I'm just letting you know.
I'll let you heal him to do your duel. I don't care.
All right.
The Wildfire Spirit should be gone now, right? He went down.
The Wildfire Spirit what?
It should be gone now, right? Alive. It's still alive?
No, it's still alive.
Damn.
Okay. Actually, don't care.
I was the only enemy I could see. Don't blame me.
It can last beyond its owner.
Got apparently. It. It's really injured. I have to pull up my creature.
And then I think it can take actions that it normally can't that require a command.
Mm-hmm.
It can do those without needing to be commanded.
I'm actually going to purposely step out of its range and see if it attacks me.
It sure will.
Okay.
With a critical hit.
That's unfortunate.
And Zariel's down. No. At least you're in special form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, at least that's a one.
Yeah, there you go.
It does take 2d8 now.
Ah, okay. I see what you did there. 12 damage. Okay. That did it.
Okay.
Nice.
Fuck you. Okay, that was 5 feet of movement. Then I'm going to tentacle whip Zavrok.
All right.
I keep having to pull this up. Okay. Do I get advantage because he's, like, dead? Or...
Well, actually, he's prone, and it's a ranged attack, so it actually, unless you're within 5 feet of him. So, it would not be. He's granting advantage because he's prone, but it's a ranged attack, so you lose it, so it's just a regular attack, I believe.
Okay. In that case, I'm just going to walk up and grab him, if that's okay.
That's fine. Well. All right. Yeah, he automatically fails throws to avoid that.
Like, how many of your tentacles do you use to grab him?
Maybe like two. Since I'm big, can I walk normally with him, or do I have to do half movement?
He's a big guy, so as strong as you are, he's still really big. So I would say that's still half movement.
So I did 15. So like another, I have 45 left if I use a dash. So 20, 23 or something. I think I can get, like, here. Can I toss him?
That would be an attack, I would say, so no. But you're close. You can drop him off next turn.
Okay. I feel like you guys have a handle up there.
We'll see.
All right. War is up. And he is not happy. All right, he is going to stand.
After pushing Rafa?
Yeah, he's... get off of me. And he stands up. And he is going to feed a potion with his full action.
Smart.
To Tirava. It's like she's 15 feet away. No, she's not. She's on the ground. There we are. Let's try that again. All right, her eyes snap open. I don't know why it had... Oh, yeah, that's right. I had accidentally given her, like, 18 hits. She is in the positive, but just barely. And then he has a bonus action left. He's just going to stand over her again and defend her again. I don't think you used your reaction, though, Noctis. So if you want to, I think you can do a thing.
Yeah, I can. I can do an opportunity attack because we're at the beginning of the round. All right.
Okay.
He's getting the... I'm going to give him the unarmed strike. Which I probably shouldn't, but...
Give it to him.
Just hits.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Kelly?
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
And that's the regular damage. And also, let's try this. The stunning strike.
Nice.
Stunning
him.
Nice.
Stunning strike is so good.
Okay. So Bane he is now stunned. Everywhere. All right. Well, that is going to end his turn.
Did you take his damage already?
Yeah, he did.
Shit. Higher than I thought.
He's a beefy boy. He's the scariest one of the bunch, I think, actually. Okay. Zavrak. All right, he does make it past the second death saving throw, so you better get him out of there fast. He's starting to move and squirm a little bit.
Rolls her eyes.
All right, we're off.
You have
advantage against him.
Okay. Tell me about stunning.
Okay.
You have advantage on your next attack.
Oh,
their speed is half. And their speed is half.
But he's not like prone or anything. He can still move.
Yeah.
So he can move, but that's basically the only thing he can do.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know where all the. He had a bunch of the conditions on him, and I don't see them now, so.
Oh, that's okay. I got all I needed.
Okay.
I mean, might be worth taking out his boss first.
You skipped Taraba. I'm telling the teacher about the homework.
Oh, you gotta do Taraba. You gotta do Taraba.
Oh, thank you. Taking inspiration for that.
Yes.
Taking inspiration for that.
Yeah, that's right. She just got up.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's your credit.
I'm scared, but you gotta do her.
Yeah.
Teacher's pet gets inspiration. I appreciate that. Thank you. That does help a lot because she is going to spend a fourth level spell slot on fire shields.
Whoa. I thought you said she was. Oh, you said she was on a third level spell slot.
Yep.
Can't say shit about fourth level spell slots.
Fire shield.
So she is going to
cast Misty Step at level 4 to leave the arena. Right, Shadow Step, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. I was just thinking about Misty Step.
Oh, cool.
Fire shield.
It is. I was so like, do I have it? It's like in my windows.
Whoa.
Misty Step is my drag name.
That's a good one. I like that a lot. Wow. Wait, they're both on fire?
No, I don't know why it's got both of them. She's casting it on Tovar.
Ooh. 2d8.
Damn it.
And she is stepping back, and she's going to drink a potion. Herself. You do have now the opportunity to attack if you wish it, Roth.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
It's never of course with you.
Yeah.
You know what?
I take my opportunity attack that deal.
I'm so sorry. You're 100% right. Need that unless that hits.
That will not hit, no.
Yeah, I'll lucky that one. We'll try one more time.
That's your last one.
It's all right. God damn.
Unfortunately not. It would have hit her if she didn't have her bark skin. Okay, and she's going to try.
I'm gonna inspiration that.
Okay.
I really want to hit her. Third time's charm. Please, God. I just spent two luckies and an inspo and I didn't get it.
And you got... You get nothing!
I spent... I rolled a 3, a 5, and a 6.
I am so sorry, man. Nobody feels your pain like I do.
I've had a plus 8, a 3, a 5, and a 6. Amazing.
That's D&D in a nutshell. All right. She's going to drink a little more. And it killed her. What the fuck?
Like,
what?
It shouldn't have?
Seriously,
or...
it did damage to her. It says shielding. It says healing. I click the button to apply it. And it knocked her out.
Yeah,
she got one of those.
We'll try that again.
Must have been that bad.
Yeah.
Definitely spike.
Poisoned yourself by accident.
Yeah. On bottle. Yeah.
Didn't give her much, but it's something. And then she's going to take this guy again.
Mm.
So it's going to be 20 feet up.
That's annoying.
25 feet up.
Okay, you were complaining about
the use of flight. But the difference is that instead of just being able to fly willy-nilly, she can fly 3 times, and then she can't fly.
Gotcha.
All right. Okay, so fire shield. What happens with fire shield is basically if you... hit him more than with a melee attack roll, he's going to take 2d8 fire damage.
Hey, who is
me? Oh, it's on him.
It's on Tovor.
On Tovor.
Yeah.
Wait,
they help each other.
No, that's. I think you said that wrong, right? Or I heard it wrong.
Yeah.
If anybody hits Tovor, the person who did the smiting gets the damage, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It's like Moil, but fire.
Yep.
I don't know who this Jewish deli man is that you speak of.
Okay. Roth, you're up.
Oh. Can I take 4d8 of fire damage? Well, probably not. Oh, this is so upsetting.
Do, not based on your current streak, you can't.
What about Tarava? Anything you could do for Tarava?
It's an I would if I could. I can't.
All right. The
character compels me. I'm definitely not healing him, though, so that's pretty good. I just want everybody to know, if nothing had happened to Tovar, my next move would have been attack myself and then attack him. Even the playing field. I was going to hit myself in the face and then hit him on my second attack. But the playing field feels pretty good.
I guess she knocked us off? Tell him to deal with
burning
the birthday flight round?
I'm going to... This seems silly. Is this out of context? Okay, the shield. Who can dismiss the shield? Like, can Tovar, like, wave it off if he wants it to be, like, fair?
I would say so, yeah. It's not a concentration spell, and it's I think it's 10 minutes long, but if he doesn't want it, he can make it go away. Okay.
Command.
And what are you telling him to do?
I want to see if he passes first. Or do you want me to stand first?
We can see. Yeah, you tell me what he's doing.
Okay, so it's supposed to be one word. Do you think I could convey that I want him to drop the shield? In what if I said the words really fast together? Up shield.
Like it was German.
You could say.
Yeah.
You could make a one-word German word that means drop shield for sure.
It's a conjunction.
Right.
No flyer.
You could just say release.
Sure, we'll go with that. I think he'll get the idea. I'll do a hand gesture as well.
First, let me make sure that he doesn't have some kind. I know that he gets stuff at higher level where he can, like, add a die to his resistance, but not in this case. Okay. All right.
Ooh.
8. Okay. Without really thinking about it, you catch him mentally off guard, and he does, without thinking, he mentally commands the flames to dissipate. And then he looks around like, what the hell did I just do? And Tarava screams at him, you fool!
I can attack.
By the way, the two of you, your hit points are very close.
Yeah, no, I assume that's right. It says he's 20 feet in the air.
No, he is not. He is on the ground. Who is 20 feet in the air? That's you, actually, here.
Oh.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yeah, that looks way different. Thank you. Okay, second attack.
Well, the command is an action, so that was a magic. You can use your bonus action, though, to make the second attack.
Is that what we discussed? Okay. Whatever you said. That's fine. I'm hitting him no matter what.
Yeah. Bonk.
Yeah, bonk.
Shroom.
Also, you just wasted her fourth level. That's amazing.
Yep, you used your first level command to negate a fourth. Okay. All right, and he's sapped, so his first next attack is going to be at disadvantage as well.
Zap!
All right, you brain him.
Kind of, you're breaking up on me, Michael. Is it me or is that everyone?
I can still hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear him fine.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess it's just me and only Michael and anyone else. I don't know. Maybe I'll quit and come back in real quick.
Oh, don't quit.
No!
We're doing good.
I, like, really struggle to end Discord calls. Where the hell is the end call?
Bottom right? Middle right?
Bottom. Oh, you have to, like, hover over, and otherwise it's not there. Okay, I'll come back in a sec.
I'm always hovering.
Okay, Eamon Kor.
Oh! Sorry, yeah. Sorry. I was like, who's that? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, I see this is just a drop of blood. All right. He's going to move. I'm going to try to see around this thing. So maybe 40 feet to there. Okay, I got stopped. That's 25 feet. 30, 35, 40. Ooh, I think I can catch her right here. Yeah.
She's 25 feet off the ground, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, now that I can see her, Eamon Kor goes over there, trot. He sniffs a little bit, and in one motion, you notice that the conjured animals disappear while a new form of magic takes place. And what is it?
Nice.
Nice.
It's a moonbeam!
Oh my gosh. And a great roll.
I love that spell.
Mm-hmm.
Can you dismiss my animals? It looks like they didn't dismiss on their own.
Sure. Is it might not be a concentration.
It is, yeah, it is.
It is? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she rolled a 9.
Woo!
Goodbye.
Zap.
So
long,
fair. All right. Tell me how you knock her out.
Eamon Kor raises his head to the heavens and goes, "Ooh!" And as he does so, a pale beam of light apparates from nowhere, and as it fills into the paleness, her fire's reskin gets cooler and cooler and starts to shrivel until she is a white and shriveled husk on the floor.
It's still alive.
Someone remind
me. Moon does that. Maybe Moon does
still alive.
Yeah, everybody's still alive. I mean
husk, but alive husk.
Yeah. All right. That's his turn.
And she fell again and took 9 damage. Okay, so I think pretty much everybody is out except for Tovor, and he's looking down at 2 combatants.
No more 4th level spells from her.
Yeah. Lovrek is not participating, so Noctis.
Did Movrik, come back to consciousness?
He is. He needs one more to wake up. Or no, he doesn't. That was his 3rd, actually. So, yes, his eyes flutter open.
I just want to really know what his reaction was to find himself outside the circle looking in.
Yeah, he just kind of lifts up his head and looks around. And then he just goes into this flurry of avian language that you don't understand, but you also understand perfectly well. And just kind of stands up and stomping around and just kind of just walks away, head down, ashamed.
Not going to get that second name like this kid. All right. I just have to think
this way.
Exactly how pissed off I am at Tovar right now. You know what? I'm just going to say I feel kind of sorry for him because now he's got the entire party against him. So it'll just be unarmed strikes for him. First one. Forgot 15 hit or not?
Miss.
Okay.
It does not. His AC is. Oh. Let me see. Does he have a parry on his scimitars?
Hi, Mary. Come on.
Yes. So his AC in melee is 20.
Man. Okay.
Oh my God. This
second one.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, that's not going to help. Okay. I am going to do the flurry of blows and use my focus point. So the first flurry.
Ooh.
Crit.
It's a crit.
That's a good flurry.
That is a good flurry.
Whoa.
Oh. Hold up one.
The plus 12 is carrying heavy.
Yes, and then the second part of that flurry.
Nice.
Oh my 21 goodness. Hits. Oh my goodness. Yeah. My boy.
That's a better.
All right. Noctis, describe to me how you defeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tovor.
I'm gonna say this. The first two, they missed, but I was confusing them. It was like, to the side of his head. No, it's over here, because he's got only one eye, and he can't tell. And then, I don't know if avians actually have nuts, but nobody likes it when you kick them in the crotch. And as he's bending over, he's getting a knee to the face around his beak. And then he just like snaps up and then falls back on his back.
There's a nice slow motion.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And exactly. If I knew this kind of disrespect, I might have used a reaction.
It's all not right. My fault he has only one eye.
He is out.
Jeez.
Okay. You have defeated all of your opponents.
We're not going to be silly and like
this guy out for a good measure.
What?
Yeah, just so he wakes up
if
out of the circle.
You can toss him out.
He won't know exactly. You threw him out of there after the fight was over.
No.
There's like no silliness where like we have to fight through like them getting best saving throws and then they're done. Right?
Yeah, we can be done. I'm not gonna.
Thank you.
Get pedantic about it.
I toss him out and then I wave at Flint and Looney and then I run back towards the middle and make Roth
climbs back up on top of the rock.
Still in your form.
Yeah, I guess I would.
Roar. Yeah, you stay in your form.
Spooky, spooky.
Is there any, are there any avians in the audience?
Oh, yeah, the whole place is surrounded by that. And so the music that the people are playing kind of stops and peters out once it's over.
Are we convinced that these clowns want to go through another round of this to see their fellow avians get totally brutalized?
That is exactly, I think. If you're in the stands with me, I think we should bring that up with the bystanders.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping that there'd be somebody like in charge of this thing and was like, there's more where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it.
You sure you want to see your world turned upside down again? Or you want to just let us go? Do the right thing. P.S. Fly us to Hikarikon.
We won't beat you if you fly us to Hikarikon.
So is Aluni trash talking on the side? Is that what she's doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's professional.
Well, how do you like that?
You sure you want to see more of this?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Sheila, you did not see the drubbing that they did get.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody else. It was not quite so lopsided as it looked at the end because of a lot of healing happened.
Yeah, but none of us went down.
Probably healed. What? No.
True.
So much
we didn't use any potions, though, I don't think.
Yeah, no potions.
Yeah. We're scared of consumables. I do want to wait for Tivrana, Tarava, whatever, to wake up before I unshift. I'll go over there to the rest of them.
Not just once. Guys.
How long does your form last?
I wonder if we should offer
We might
them...
select you for the next battle, so you might keep it up. I don't know. If they want to fight us
I'm
again.
Wondering only like a minute, probably.
Oh, but... okay. Then yeah, we won't take you.
I'm going to turn to Flint, and I'm going to be like, do you think as an act of good faith, if we use our healer's kits to like revive some of these idiots, that they would just let us get the fuck out of here?
No, I doubt it.
We gotta go.
From what I can tell, they're down by their honor, and I doubt that they'll be.
Also,
I doubt that they'll be willing to change their ways.
TBH, I'm pretty sure Flint wants to fight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Flint will fight for sure.
Flint's like down to clown right now.
Yeah.
He saw the first battle.
Noctis is ready to fight too.
He's ready.
Noctis is hoping to be in the second fight.
Twirling like a Looney's just like twirling a vial like it's a freaking fidget spinner. Just like, come on. Just like, let's go.
Noctis wants to take the time to make his way over to Mavrick, who's probably pissed off at him, and just be like, hey, kid, I did you a favor.
He's sitting on the side here on a rock dejectedly. He doesn't respond to you.
No moping.
Who's the actual leader?
It was Tarava.
Tarava, probably. Yeah.
Tarava was in charge here. She seems to be, she definitely has a leadership position in the tribe in general, but Tovar is obviously the guy when it comes to the warriors. He's clearly in charge. Mm-hmm. So kind of a split thing. You got the tribal elders and so forth, and then you got the warrior types.
Okay,
Zariel drops off Zabrak, who probably almost immediately wakes up in between a Looney and Flint.
Yeah, he was starting to stir, and when he opens his eyes, he sees a Looney, and somewhat further beyond that, Flint staring down at him. And he kind of roars and gets up to his feet. And again, you recognize a few of the same words coming out of him that you heard from poor Mavrick, just in a more of a baritone.
I think Sorry, go ahead.
Nope. You.
I was gonna say we should each go up to one of the competitors and shake hands, soccer with the orange slices when you're a kid,
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good game. Down the line,
Yeah, you're right.
Let's do it.
That's kind of what Noctis is doing right now. He's he comes up to, and the kid's not paying any attention to him. He's ignoring him actively, but he's look, your form was good, but you let your anger get the best of you. It caused you to make some dumb mistakes. A little bit more meditation, you'll be deadly as hell. Trust me.
Oh.
And he's going to just give him a clap on the shoulder.
Aww.
He kind of looks up at you a little bit and he thinks about it for a while. He says, you are right. Thank you for the advice.
Oh.
And he kind of gets up and brushes himself off a little bit. And he's clearly trying to put on a brave face a little bit.
Poor kid.
Cheerleaders still love him.
He puts his tomahawks in his belt loops and he starts to walk back to the group of the younger avians. And they all start doing the same. They're, putting their hands on his back, reassuring him and everything else.
That's good.
What's avian for that guy totally sucker punched you?
Yeah,
that's what they're telling him right now.
Total.
He cheated.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll try to have a moment with Tovar, or not a moment. I'll just try to give a head nod or a shake of a hand or something.
Okay. Yeah, he comes to a little bit with a sudden breath, and wakes up a little bit, sits up suddenly, and sees him kneeling there.
Yeah, something like that. I doubt he'll say much, or I'll say much, but. That's fine. I just want to help him up.
All right. He'll accept your hand.
Yep.
Again, he'll brush himself off a little bit, he'll say. I would have preferred a proper match, one-on-one. Perhaps you'll spar with me later, and we can see.
I said if
truly.
I'll say something like, if I'm still standing, absolutely.
He nods at that, and
which just, that sparring will be me blocking a bunch of shit and him just trying to pummel through my shield.
Yep. Pretty much.
Also, with Shield of Faith, my AC is 20.
Nice.
Which is insane.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolute tank.
20. Yeah, you guys will just be tink, 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 all over the place.
Refill my water. Continue. I can hear.
Be like Batman fighting Captain America. It's just last forever.
Yeah.
No one can.
Totally.
No one can get a punch in edgewise.
They heal each other when they do it. I do want to walk up to Tarava looking like this and just as she's waking up, change back.
Thank you.
Very controlled. And I'm not going to get too close to her because I don't think she'll want me to. But I will nod at her and say, if you want our help, we're ready to talk.
Damn.
Nice. She silently regards you for a while, just seeing you control yourself and de-transform. Definitely made it.
And I'm not naked, like most things are when they untransform from a beast. Oh.
Okay.
Animorphs, you can't transform in clothes. They gotta be like skin tight, like underwear. I learned it.
She can have some a shadow in strategic areas if she has to. That's like the magical equivalent of those sensor bars, you know?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm. She's surrounded by a couple of other tribal medicine people, and so they're you know, fussing over her and trying to give her a potion to drink and all that, and trying to heal her off. She kind of brushes them off a little bit and stands up, helps herself up with the staff, and you realize that maybe she might be a little older than you initially got the impression of. And she says, "You fought well, Duck One. We will see how the rest of your companions fare in the next trial. But you have earned your place in this camp.
Ooh.
As long as you behave yourselves, you will have no trouble from us."
Yeah, and she looks at a loony.
Looney's like...
Looney's juggling potions of fire and they keep dropping on the ground and
yikes.
Flynn's putting out the fires.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's used to watching over Looney. Gives her dad energy.
Taravis says, "Beware of my sister, though. She is far less merciful than I am."
Sister.
Have we seen her sister?
I don't know.
She might be referring the other female that you guys are going to be going up against is Sierra, listens to end. So she might be referring to her.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to talk about who's going next? I know that a lot of us have opinions.
Here's my opinion. Like, I barely remember how to play Artemis. I don't even know if that I really have in combat yet. So I'm a little...
No, you haven't yet.
No. I don't
think you've played her yet.
Druid, just go with it.
Yeah. So I'm feeling a little apprehensive. You know, and I know you changed up some stuff with the loony too. So I'm just like, what am I doing?
It's good for him to learn though, because you won't die. In it.
I also think true. Kelly could probably play a loony.
I could, but I called one of the enemies if I'm not playing.
Spicy.
But yeah, good.
Yeah, Sheila, if you want to, we can coach you a little bit. I mean, Kelly's played druids quite a bit, And so has Reed, actually. Didn't you play all the way to level 20 as a druid?
Yeah.
So they can give you some advice, and then one of them can take over once you turn into a pumpkin, whenever that happens.
If it's okay. Before 11. It might be. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay.
I think that's a good idea, though. I think Sheila should absolutely play Artemis, and somebody else takes a Looney. Because that's going to be your character. It's a good trial by fire.
Mm-hmm. And then Luna is her pet, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Someone could borrow Kenna, too. We're allowed to take in two companions, so.
Ooh.
Flint would probably be the best for that, I would think.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I like Flint, for sure.
Yeah.
Little pseudo
dragon. I have an idea, but I think David has ideas, too.
We'll fight with
what's
whoever.
Your idea?
Okay, so I hate being the guy always coming up with these weird things, but there is a character in the Pokeball that wants to do an honor fight that I do not have any attachment to playing their character. So I'd be happy to give this character to somebody else to play. But if we want to stick with main characters and not fill with the, because I'm thinking this person wants to do an honor battle, feels like it's, something that they want to participate in. So they would fill the fourth slot potentially. But if we wanted to do another,
can't we just summon him for free?
Summon. Exactly. We could. He's a summon. Yeah, that could be your ace in the hole.
But then I would have to. But then I would have to be in the arena as Roth.
Is well, Roth the only there will be some. Use the Pokemon?
Roth is attuned to it. If you let somebody else attune to it temporarily, then they can be the one to summon it.
Interesting.
It's whoever's attuned to it can summon it. So
I think that's fair. I was thinking just to keep it even 4-on-4, but. It's totally fine if other people have other ideas.
I'm real curious about who wants this honor fight. If it's too unfair, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Unless, I don't think anybody's going to guess it, but if we want to go that route, then cool, I'll reveal it. But if we don't go that route, then I want to keep that in my back pocket for, the future.
Father Clifton hobbles into the arena.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be amazing. I'm so over you guys.
We got pretty lucky in this fight, and there's a good chance the next four are gonna fuck us up, so I don't mind having an advantage, to be honest.
Does that mean Roth's gonna go enter the battle and maybe do a summon?
Well, someone else.
I think
you can. You can let somebody else attune it. Yeah. I think Noctis is raring to join up again.
Well, the only thing I was going to say is after a short rest, Noctis will be up to full strength on everything except for darkness.
Yeah.
So he gets all his monk points back and he'll recover his hit points. And I don't know if that is. If Roth has any healing left for himself, so he would be going in half strength or something.
Roth isn't going in. Roth is either going to send somebody in or he's not going in. He's okay to sit. Tovar's sitting this one out, so he's going to sit this one out too. He feels good about that. He also just fell from a pretty high rock.
that was awesome.
he's got some damage. So no, Roth isn't going to go. The only thing I would say, I don't know why there's Bortos twice.
That is because I was playing around with the ability for you to actually summon yourself the list of companions that you can summon so that you can place them on the battlefield.
Sure.
And for some reason, when it does that, when you summon somebody, and I was practicing this summoning Bortos, it creates a completely separate token.
Interesting.
A separate actor for them, and then uses that to summon. I think it's because Tasha's Cauldron of Everything has summons where when you summon them, they get extra stuff based on your level.
Sure.
So I think the whole thing is it creates a whole new token with those bonuses.
I got you. Threw in the chat the Dirty Dozen or the Resistance, just so you can see faces and like names.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw that there was something in there, but
just so you have a sense of it. Okay, I think Noctis goes. I think I'm gonna sit the Pokeball out on this one.
I mean, okay. Good idea.
I think that's the move.
I do want a short rest because Zarya will get her stuff back too, but I also want to see Noctis in this forest.
Yeah. There will be at least an hour where you guys can all short rest.
So we all short rest.
Reattune and so forth.
Where's my short?
Aluni is also going to take this opportunity to prepare a few elixirs for the battle to come.
Interesting. Cool.
Can you end combat? Is that the problem? No, I'm just saying, my internet must be messed up. It's like very slow.
Oh, sweet, sick.
Still not full. Ouch.
I die. Eh.
I guess Kenna will also short rest.
Sorry.
While we're resting, I'll have a little chat with Kenna. You want to go help Flint?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what Kenna sounds like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like she goes, okay, sounds fun. I'll send her over.
Yeah,
that curls around Flint's neck.
Ooh. What about the neck?
Kenna flies over and like pillow, like cushion, you know, neck pillows around your neck.
Ooh, nice. Flint will purr to her in Pseudo Dragon. You know, because he kind of knows. He gets it. He just goes up and scratches and she purrs.
Aww.
Eamon, that was impressive. I thought you were going to chicken out, to be totally honest.
Yeah. I don't actually remember. Who is Eamon? Can somebody remind me?
Yeah.
He's your boyfriend, Eamon, we've decided.
Eamon's your companion.
Oh, for real?
No.
Well, maybe. Maybe. It's maybe up to you. But Eamon is another druid who is in with the Order of the Moon Goddess, and he was acting as our guide through the territory.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, he looks good, but he's a little flitty. He's just gonna say, to be honest, he doesn't talk like that. To be honest, I don't even really know what I did.
Okay, that's a turnoff.
Well, look at him. He's got like those fawny eyes, you know?
He looks a little. Everybody's hot in this world. But he looks a little bit like half elf Jesus.
Yeah,
I could see it.
Hell yeah!
He runs the head shop in Klee Saddle. I'm pretty sure.
He looks brawny, though. You know, like he's or maybe that's just all the lights. I don't know.
He
looks
look
good, Jack. Yeah.
Just put together. And you don't have to keep how I was playing even. I don't know. Everybody thought he was going to run away, though. And I'm thinking, you know, when he turns into a wolf, he doesn't. Like, he kind of knows what's going on, but it's a little foggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he turns back, he's definitely kind of bewildered a little bit. Kind of. I don't know what's the word. aroused is the wrong word, like hyped up. Hyped up.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not aroused.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely aroused. He sees Artemis and looks around.
He's aroused, not aroused.
Thank you for the clarification. That's funny.
Oh boy.
Who's going again like on their side?
His beard's all misshapen, you know.
There is a bit of a debate on the other side over who is going next. Sarava is definitely out of the running because she spent most of her spells in that fight. And so she's sitting down and resting. Clearly she's dead. The others, however, Zabrak is clamoring, he's yelling, and you can hear these, you know, cracks of peals of thunder as he stops things, saying that he wants another shot at it.
Oh god.
And Mulvruk is, he clearly wants another shot. He wants to go again. Uh-huh. But he's also just so, his friends are trying to kind of push him to do it.
Yeah.
But he's clearly kind of dejected still and not feeling very confident about his chances.
Also, Nafis is going back in, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, when he sees Nafis enter the ring as the one that you're going to put forward, then he's like, oh god. And so he you know, there's some aw type of stuff from his friends, and he bows out and says he's not gonna go for it. So it's between Zavrak and Tovor as to who's gonna go back again.
Damn.
No,
do you want input? Are you
sure? Yeah.
I think
I
think it's Zavrak, because I think if Roth sits out, I think Tovar is okay sitting out as well. And Zavrak literally did nothing.
He got jumped.
Yeah.
I think he'd be clamoring a lot to get back in.
He smashed most of the party at least once.
Yeah. And did do shit.
Well, Zavrak, he did, you know, keep like three of you occupied for two or three turns. So he did what barbarians do best, which is take a lot of damage. But
did
yes,
he get his like Healy thing back?
What's his Healy thing?
He could like heal some, or how?
Yeah, he could just like fanatical focus.
Yeah.
Good question.
Michael, with the three avians in the ring right now, there's like that brownish red one, the green one, and the blue and white one. What's the green one doing? Like, is it like playing an instrument or something? Like, what's it holding? What is that?
That is a blowgun.
Oh, sick. Okay. Cool.
Aluni has decided she wants to know what's in those vials of poison.
Smart.
Yes.
I'm gonna log.
Have you seen?
Off. Bye, everybody.
Have you seen the other?
I'm gonna go help my wife. See ya.
Bye. Okay.
Bye, Mike. No. Bye, Mike.
Are you leaving?
I'm gonna leave. I'm not in this battle either way. So, like, I should probably go help my wife clean up. We did a massive cleanup and we did not finish. So, I'm gonna go help with that.
Okay. Maybe. All right. I was gonna offer to let you play one of the avians, but I understand.
Bye. All right.
I'll see you guys.
Bye.
All right.
Best of luck.
Easy. Have you seen the artwork for the other guys, Sheila?
No.
Were you here when they were introduced?
Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous.
His brother.
Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, and terrifying. Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
And then there is Syrah.
Oh my god. Like a wizard or a sorcerer or some craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck us up.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
Paul, now that Mike's not here, can we poke Paul? No, I'm kidding. We can't do without him.
Oh my god.
I thought Mortos was going to have this big redemption arc with this honor fight. I'm like, what is he talking about? What is going on?
I forget her name, but the sorcerer, like little girl.
Sarava or Syra?
No, in the Pokeball.
Oh, yes. Kelly, what's her name? Taivi.
Taivi, yeah.
Taivi! Oh, man.
Yeah, Taivi. No, she's probably... She can deal the damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The giant fireball.
I need to fix... Why is this giving me that? Okay, there we are. It's a weird... A short rest, and it doubled all of my guys' temporary hit points. Gave them like plus 90 temporary hit points, or maximum, and everything weird. Okay, here, I'm going to need to reset. Okay, so Zavrak, I guess, is going to... You will be the fourth. For this fight. And this fight is slightly different setup. It's not in the same area, Sheila. This is going to be in a larger arena.
Mm.
As soon as my game reloads. There's something I installed that's definitely taking a lot longer to load than it used to. I'll have to figure out what that is. I think it might...
It's this thing that says it's day 19,135, so. I mean, that's probably part of it.
We jumped.
That is, yeah. That's a new calendar thing that I'm playing around with so that we can keep track of our timing.
No, we don't need it.
That's how many days that we've been on the trail.
19,000.
19,000 days. That's how long we were in the night.
Yep.
That's all. Roth was in the knife. He was in the knife for 5 years, yeah. I think.
5 years.
Oh, my God.
That's why I developed such a close bond with everybody. Okay, good. Are you guys able to see all the guys?
Yes.
You can't see their health bars, though, correct?
Right.
No.
I can see. Right. Oh, no, I can't. Yeah.
Okay, Ken is going to come over and help.
What's the bar above Noctis? What is that? The blue bar?
That is Noctis's focus points.
Oh, okay.
His monk mana, basically.
Sweet.
Which, if you don't want that on your sheet, David, we can certainly change that.
No, I don't care. I don't mind.
All right, now I need to find the other arena here. Okay, it's 99% loading.
Oh my God. I must wonder if we should
start with this next time.
I don't know. What do you guys think? It might be a good spot to adjourn.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you
what to do or cheat anybody out of half hour, but I feel like for me, for my brain, this is going to be the hardest half hour and going into actually having to do something. So I'm like,
yeah. Oh. That's fine.
That's fair.
Yeah,
we can knock down for Lee.
I'm down with that.
I would be down to see the map if you want to just give us a preview and then.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good. And Michael, I'd like to have access to her character stuff maybe between now and the next time we meet. Would that be okay? Just so I can see Yep. Do a little Absolutely. Prep. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yep, and you can look over everything, and then if you have any questions, I can jump in, and we can even practice around a little bit if mm-hmm. you want. You know what? I would show you guys where you're going to be fighting, but I think I'm going to take the extra time that we have to maybe tweak that a little bit.
Ooh.
So it'll be a...
I like it.
Something for next time.
Uh-oh. Did I just make it worse?
No. More interesting, we'll put it that way.
Good. Well, we want to fight. Go us.
Yeah,
that was great, y'all.
Oh. That was
I fun. Didn't, I mean, it looked like you beat the shit out of them, I guess, because I missed the part that was hard. So, yay! Yeah, minus yeah, Mike's like series of really bad rolls there for a second. Like, the rest of it was great, I think. So
that happened.
Yeah.
Last time too.
Oh no.
That was the most hurt Zariel's been in a very long time, I think. So mostly because of stupid fire bullshit.
Yeah, fire spirit was like bleak, 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 bleak.
And she did kill two people with recoil shadows though.
Yeah, that's true.
That shadow all that shadow stuff was badass.
I see a match made in heaven for the two of you guys. Mm-hmm. You make it the shadow, he uses the shadow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So next week, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that Thursday works best for Mike, because that's always the case.
Mm.
How does that work for everybody else?
It's great for me.
Good.
Yep, fine. Good.
Yeah, should be fine. Should be okay, I think.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Text about that. Okay, we'll plan on that then. And we'll get you caught up and feeling better about it, Sheila.
Thank you. Sorry to be a pain in the ass.
I also played as Stars Druid for a while, and I'm very happy to help you as much as you need.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. I'm super excited about it. I was looking through, I got on early tonight too, and was just looking through stuff. I've just never done it, so I'm just thinking about best approaches, you know. So there was I created one in my local group for like a hot minute, but we haven't played. We basically created all new characters and we did one session and then the group just like, kind of fell apart. Actually, two of the people are both like pregnant at the same time, like right now, and they're both due around the same time, and it's just like a whole thing. So,
yeah, we've been on hold. End of that.
Yeah.
Rip.
Yep.
GG.
Sometimes best intentions.
Yeah, exactly.
Run into reality.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. But yeah, Thursday was awesome for sure.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Cool.
I'll see you all next time.
Michael, can I stay on with you for? I have just one thing for you.
Yeah, no problem.
Sounds good. I'll bounce. See you later.
All right.
Thanks,
bye.
Good to see everyone.
Bye.